and I know he loved me just as well. And we sailed the Atlantic, we sailed the Pacific, we skied in Aspen, we fished in Baja, we had the golden life, and it was fabulous, except that we drank. Now, he never had the opportunity to come to get sober, so I'm here tonight, so I'm going to tell you what I'm like when I'm in this relationship. It says in the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous that I'm bodily and mentally different from my fellow man, and I am that. When I start to drink, it affects my vision. I can't see anything I'm doing wrong at all, but I can certainly see what you're not doing, where I'm not living, what I'm not driving, what he's not doing for me. I can see this very clearly. I'm my mother's daughter. I have a tongue that drips acid, that cuts like a razor blade. I'm not proud of that, but that's who I am when I drink. I'm here to tell you, people will forgive you for things that you say, but they'll never forget. I'm not proud of it, but that's who I am. And the worst of all, it takes me places I shouldn't be going with people I shouldn't be doing things I shouldn't be doing. And, you know, I come home and we fight. Like I said, I'm a mouthy broad. I'm always looking for trouble. I throw a punch, he throws a punch. I throw another punch, he throws another punch. It's a bloody mess. We have the ambulance, we have the police, we have the firemen. My finger out the entire time. You know what's wrong with you? You know what's wrong with you? This is what you're doing to me. And, you know, it was nasty. And I went out one night and I found his replacement. It was the same man with a different face, but he lived in Portland, Oregon. So I divorced him and up to Portland, Oregon. I went with my finger out. It's all your fault. And you know, when I got to Portland, Oregon, I was there for a very short period of time and the same thing began to happen again. I couldn't believe it. I have a lousy picker. I picked the wrong man again. And, you know, one night he went out. We had a horrible fight. He stormed out the door. And the next thing I know, the police are knocking at my door that had been killed by a drunk driver in a head-on collision. And all I could think about is what's going to happen to me. What about me? What's going to happen to me? And I had friends down on Laguna Beach, and so I called them, and I went down to Laguna Beach. And all my friends were cocktail waitresses. They were all college graduates, but working in the beach houses in Newport Beach and Laguna Beach. And I went down there and stayed with them. I wasn't ready to give up my career, so I went to work. You know, I got a job at Laguna Hospital, and I'd be out drinking with them all night long, and I'd get up at dark 100, iron that uniform, go to work. The patients are throwing up, I'm throwing up, and they wanted me to take care of them. You know, so I had a career change. I too became a cocktail waitress. And so here I am making all this money, not knowing what to do. I learned to surf. I'm having a good time. I'm out there drinking all the time. I meet this married bartender. He liked me more than he liked his wife. You know, so he left his wife, and that's who I went to Central America with, sailing the whole time, drinking my whole way. And that's how I ended up in Lahaina in the first place. So anyway, here I am, drinking at home with my mom's house, drinking out of control at night, hiding it all. I get on the plane. I don't know where I'm going. I end up in Honolulu. And when I ended up in Honolulu, my luggage, like I said, had fallen apart, and I had no place to go. And so now I'm in St. Francis, and I'm going to these meetings, and I have this sponsor telling me how I should live and what I should do. And I am just not very, very happy. In the meantime, I'd gotten a job. I worked for this family that lived up on Round Top Drive. I'm way up on Round Top Drive in this beautiful house with a panoramic view of the whole island. You know, someone said to me the other day, "You lived on Round Top Drive?" I said, "Yeah, but I was the maid. You know, I was the housekeeper." And, you know, and I'm coming down the hill looking for this guy, and my life is just completely out of control. And I do these steps, and, you know, like I said, after I did the fifth step, things changed for me. I made plans to move back to the mainland, and going back to the mainland meant that Blanche came up to me and said, "I want you to finish your steps before you go." And so what she did is she basically took me through the sixth step, which is my defects of character, and how she broke it down for me, because I need things broken down easily, is my defects of character basically are: stop doing these things, stop going out with married men, stop stealing money, you know, stop dressing like a hooker. You know, stop doing these things. And then she told me what the shortcomings were. Is start doing these things. You know, start saying thank you. Start showing up for work on time. Start looking at the person behind you. Start being a member. Start being part of this. Start being part of the whole deal. And, you know, that's okay. I figured that out. But then it was time for me to do my inventory. So I went to Blanche with my list. And I was so proud. I was going to get all these things done before I left. I brought her my lesson. She looked at it and she said,